Wednesday is family night at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Order a large pizza of any kind and get a mini pizza free.
That's a deal. Trying to get over the hump day.
Hump day?
I'm sure that I'll get old. I just don't know when. I think my friends
not
at,
yet.
My friends at KATV have given up on it. I can't do it yet. I'm not quite done with it yet. Not done.
Hump day.
All right. All right. So, Razorback football off this week. Much to the joy of Razorback fans who were tired of tearing what hair they have out left. Left out. Tearing left their hair out. Left out. Yes.
There you go.
Yesterday we talked about a number of things. We talked about the issues with the passing game and where everything ranks. There wasn't a lot of positive news that came out of it. Then the question became, Christina, because we're all about solutions on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we figured anything out with Grambling. We're not helping
that
them.
That first hour I didn't
No,
help.
None of us solved anything with that. We did debate it a lot, though, and I'm glad that we ripped the scab off and let the wound heal properly. So hopefully people can sort that out.
I thought we were over that. Justin.
I am.
New topic.
But the one thing I don't understand is why is Arkansas's passing game struggling so much? Why? Jim Chaney was asked about it and says, this was in the Democrat Gazette today, I think we rushed for over 150 yards down there on Saturday. They actually had 165, so he was right. He says, if someone had said you can go to Alabama and rush for 150 plus yards, I'll take that the rest of my career because they do a nice job in the rushing game. The problem we're having is just the out-and-out execution with any aspect of the passing game, just trying to find something to hang our hat on right there. And here's what he goes on to say. This is where it gets a little bit more clear to me. Basically, what he's telling us is there are all sorts of different problems, just like we thought. So they have to address everything with this passing game. When we get Brandon protected, it's a little soggy, you know. When we don't get him protected, it's more difficult. When we get him all protected and receivers are open, he misses them. What he didn't mention was that, or sometimes they just drop the ball. There's always a few things we can fix, especially in the passing game. It's been struggling a lot lately, says Allen. So, yes, there are plenty of issues to go around. There are plenty of issues to go around. But I'm glad that they addressed that a little more in detail. In that the protections have not been just right when they are. He's not necessarily hitting guys. And then they didn't even point this out, but the fact that the receivers are not necessarily doing a spectacular job either is part of the issue. We're not going to belabor it. The good news is the Hogs will not lose this week. They have 2 weeks to prepare for an Auburn team that looks pretty darn good.
Guaranteed win.
Yes, it is. It's a guaranteed non-loss, which most people are willing to accept at this point. I'll take more calls in a second here. We're going to talk a little Razorback baseball. Seems a little odd, I understand, but Dave Van Horn was on overtime this week. And if you haven't seen it yet, the schedule's out. Arkansas will open with Appalachian State, then Eastern Illinois. These are all games at Baum Stadium. First game is February 14th. So nothing says I love you on Valentine's Day like a trip to see Arkansas play baseball in 38-degree weather. You know what? If you got the right woman, though, and you ask her, and she says yes, and if you're having any question, look, guys, you want to put your woman to the test. If you're thinking about popping that question, if you're thinking about going to buy that ring, if you're thinking about getting down on one knee and committing to a woman for the rest of your life.
There's no more romantic way.
No, but it's about testing, Matt. You test her by taking her to the Arkansas Appalachian State game if you're a Razorback baseball fan, and she knows it, and she thinks that's awesome. And you say, hey, look, we'll go to the game, and then we'll go out to dinner. If she says, cool. Because she knows that you love Razorback baseball, even though she knows she's going to freeze.
In the beginning of dating, Justin, every woman wants, if you really love the guy, you want to just be with him, so you will go and sit in 38-degree weather.
But we're talking about, how come I can't get through a thought before you guys totally sidetrack me? Let me finish my thought. The point is, if you're thinking about popping the question, this is a great test. This is a great test, because you take her, and if she's cool with doing it, on a Valentine's Day, which most women I know hold to be a pretty sacred day.
Not you.
No. I've come around on it, though. Now I just try to do whatever my wife wants. So
I've been telling you that for the 5 years that we've known each other.
Again, I'm not quite finished yet. Anyway.
Then get on with it.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to work my way through it. If you will just pop. I don't want to have to shut your mic off. But I will. Anyway, so you take her to the baseball game, and if she's cool with it, and then you take her out for a nice dinner, and if you have any reservations at all about popping the question, this is the sign, boys. This is the answer you've been looking for. This is where you say, you know what? You're right. I knew it all along. She said yes. She was cool at the game. She was awesome at the game. We enjoyed our dinner. I'm going to pop the question. That was the last test. It's a great final hurdle to clear. Now, you may not be clearing all the hurdles she needs you to clear before she's accepting of it, but you know whether you can pop the question after doing something like that. But I digress. Arkansas will go out of town to play at the University of California in a tournament there. Cal, San Francisco, Tulane, all playing in that tournament. Arkansas will face each of them, including California, twice at the beginning and at the end. Then they travel all the way across the country. Trey Schaap pointed this out to me. They start in California, then they get like a couple-day break in between, then they go all the way over to Florida. So Arkansas with a pretty interesting week there in the first couple weeks of March. Then, interestingly enough, Christina...
Oh, am I allowed to talk now?
Yes, okay, you are. As long as you don't smack your gum in the microphone, it's all good.
That's all right.
Arkansas is going to host.
My microphone's back on.
Going to host Grambling State. Going to host Grambling State, the university we spent so much time talking about.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, they're in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 18th and 19th. This is assuming that the school actually is all settled out by then, and hopefully the baseball team is in a little better shape than the football team was. Arkansas begins conference play against Mississippi State in Starkville, March 28th, which, again, I think if there's a school that signed a lot of players sight unseen to scholarships, Mississippi State's got to be right up there. I'm kidding. Nebraska makes the return trip to Baum Stadium April 1st and 2nd. Arkansas owes them a little bit of payback. That's where the wheels started to sort of come off a little bit with the team last year. That was a sign that's like, ooh, this is a team that was number one to start the season last year, and all of a sudden they go to Nebraska and get waxed, and you're thinking, wait a minute, maybe we're going to have a little more trouble than we thought. Here's Dave Van Horn on the schedule.
Yeah, this is a pretty tough schedule. You know, obviously we work on this 3 and 4 years in advance. So some of the teams that are on there, you know, we're wishing that their RPI would be a little better. It'd help us win or lose. But sometimes that's just the way it works. We do play a lot of teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year. We're going to go on the road to California and play Tulane and Cal and San Francisco. You know, just to name a few, but it's a good schedule. I think we've got to ride around 35 home games, and then obviously the SEC schedule is brutal with Florida getting back on our schedule. We played Vanderbilt this year, and that's just the way it is. But you know, we worked hard this fall, slowing down now a little bit, but it's going to be a lot of new faces on this club.
There's no doubt. Actually, saw a story today that he's going to start a freshman at first base. At least that's the way it looks right now. So. Trey Schaap, very astute, talked to Coach Van Horn about the jet lag between that Cal trip. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever been in Northern California. It can get a little chilly there, especially in March. So those who went on the San Diego trip a couple years ago and are expecting similar weather, you may be in for a bit of a surprise. Because San Francisco and the Berkeley area, not necessarily the same as San Diego, especially
in
March.
That state pretty much goes up the whole west coast of the country. So
yeah. I mean, it's a whole different kind of environment. I'm sure it'll be a neat place to play, but the weather may not be much better than it is back here when they head to Cal. It will be nice, though, when they head to Gainesville, I assume, in mid-March.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very observant of you, actually. I thought I was the only one that paid attention to that. Because, you know, some people kind of say, you know, you're complaining or crying or whatever. But, you know, we're scheduled to go to Cal, obviously, the SEC, who's just about last every year getting our conference scheduled to us, we don't know where we're playing.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and, you know, so we've got to just schedule. And I did want to definitely get in a good tournament or a really good series on the road before we start conference play. Well, I didn't know if we were going to be at home, or I didn't know if we were going to be in Florida. I guess we're going as far away as we can. So we'll be on the West Coast Thursday through Sunday night late. Right now we're scheduled to play on Monday. That game might end up playing a doubleheader or two games on Sunday. It depends on our travel. Yeah, that's the way it's scheduled now, and then we don't have a midweek game. We moved it. So we'll get to get back here a couple of days, try to practice a little bit, and then head to Florida. So it'll be covering a lot of miles that week.
Yeah, I didn't know if they would go straight to Florida, you know, being across country.
Go back to Fayetteville and break up the trip a little bit.
Yeah, we've got to get back because we're going to miss a Friday, the week before of school, and then probably that Monday. So we'll get back so the guys can go to school on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we'll head out after they get out of class on Thursday and get down to Florida and work out in their ballpark, hopefully Thursday night, and then go from there.
All right, if you want to hear the entire interview, it is in the audio gallery on 1037thebuzz.com in the Buzz Hub. So appreciate Trey letting us know that they had Coach on. So.
That Matt Jones is getting pretty good at doing interviews. Too.
Yeah, this just in. Matt Jones is totally awesome for those of you who didn't know it. Arkansas is also playing UNLV on April 8th. The only downside of that is they're playing UNLV in Fayetteville and not in Vegas, which would be much better. You got to get like a 3-game set in Vegas or something, right? Or Arizona or someplace that's kind of warm.
Warmish, yeah, maybe?
Ish.
I actually like Las Vegas in the cooler weather.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
what,
you would.
Cool by what?
Cool. Well, like when I went 100? Last February, it was like 40 degrees at night, and you could just leave the patio door at the hotel open.
40 degrees?
That's easier for the prostitutes to get in that
weather. Yeah, exactly.
What, how much was it during the day? What was the weather like during the day?
It was probably 60-ish something.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's okay. Not nice.
Because I always hear about you know, it being so hot during the summer and just miserable. Well, it is the desert, after all.
It is. I think we've covered
But it's a dry heat.
All our bases, no pun intended. JT.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
How are you doing, Christina?
I'm good. How are you? I'm doing
good.
Average. This hour hopefully is better than the first.
Oh, the first hour was
great. My condolences with your time with Justin.
Thanks.
No, Justin, I had a random question for you actually going into basketball because one of the Arkansas fans thinks it's time for the football team to hang up and he's ready for basketball season now.
Which one?
He... UALR, I think it is. Mike Anderson.
Arkansas?
You confuse me.
What?
Go on.
One of the people I work with is ready for your Razorbacks time to be done with, and he's ready for basketball so he can watch Mike Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, yes, the Razorbacks?
Yes, Arkansas.
He thinks Mike Anderson is moving into his second year of coaching. I told him he was wrong. Now I need to find out how long Mike Anderson has been there to find out who's right.
This will be his third season, so you're right, I guess.
Beautiful. That's all I needed to know. I just need to know who was
just
right.
Just needed to settle bet? You can Google that. You don't even have to actually ask
I
Justin.
Appreciate you calling the show, though. JT.
We welcome all calls.
Yes, here's the other thing. For the first time ever on this show, I have told someone that they were right.
Yeah.
Ask Christina.
Mark the tape.
But anyway, congrats. What do you win? And do we get part?
I win pride. That's about it because I don't even care about the Razorbacks, and I knew more than one of your Razorback fans.
Okay. That's probably not that uncommon.
He's more of a Trojan fan.
Arkansas fans. I don't know if you've noticed the basketball team's level of success the last couple of years, but I think Arkansas fans are starting to sort of block out everything.
No, I'm a Texas fan, so I only watch the Razorbacks generally to laugh, and we're actually not even having that great a season. So.
I'm going to hang up on you now, but I won't. Okay. Thanks for the call.
He had a good couple games a few weeks ago.
Yes, they did. I don't want to talk about that. Arkansas at Auburn. I mean, Auburn at Arkansas, rather, is going to be a 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock start. We'll find out Sunday. That is a...
Hey, that's good news.
5 or 6 o'clock. So,
most people love the late game. Get a tailgate all day and then get to watch 15 minutes of the game and then get a tailgate again.
5 or 6. Yeah, I don't know. I like the earlier games. I like the 2:30 games. Mississippi State, South Carolina is the early game that day at 11:21. Georgia, Florida. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party at 2:30, the primetime game on CBS. That game is becoming less and less relevant every week. The other game that will be either 5 or 6 is Tennessee-Missouri. Alabama State at Kentucky at 6:30. Good luck, Wildcats. We're all counting on you to pull off a victory, finally. UTEP at Texas A&M is the late game that 8 o'clock. I hate 8 o'clock starts. Speaking of Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel is, I think they're hopeful, is what Kevin Sumlin said at last check, on getting their Heisman Trophy quarterback back on the field this week. So, I don't know if they can win without him, but I think we can all agree it becomes increasingly difficult to win without him. Is that fair?
Amen.
Amen to that. All right. Hey, you know what? We found common ground, Christina.
It only happened in an hour and 21 minutes and 17 seconds in the show.
They're playing Vanderbilt this weekend, which used to look like a gimme, but this just in, Vanderbilt's pretty good. 45-41, they lose last week to Auburn, an Auburn team that will be playing this weekend against a lesser than and then playing Arkansas next week. I would list him as hopeful, someone said Tuesday. That's where he is right now. He was able to come back from the injury. My guess is he will play this week in some capacity. I'll be surprised if he doesn't. Let's get Randy in here. Hi, Randy.
Hey, guys. Christina?
Yeah.
I hate to do this. I hate to disagree with the pretty lady, but I've got to go with Justin on the touring before you commit.
Yes, sir. It happens a lot. No worries. You can totally agree with Justin.
I had 5 offers. I toured every single one of them.
I had 0 offers. Where did you go?
I'm a little bigger than you are.
That's not saying much.
Where'd you end up?
I ended up at North Texas State.
Where did you go look?
I went to North Texas. I went to Colorado. Colorado was I just didn't care for the layout of the college. We went to
having been to North Texas and been to Colorado, I don't understand that one, but okay.
Well, it was when you've got a mom that's got health problems, you don't want to get too far.
Okay. So it wasn't the layout of the college.
Yeah, it wasn't really the college per se, it was the distance.
It wasn't a lack of sidewalks.
Well, true. But I ended up staying closer to home to help take care of mom.
And how many colleges, are you from Texas, I'm assuming?
I'm originally from Dallas.
Okay.
I relocated here in 1988.
I gotcha.
Stars okay. At night are big and bright.
No.
No? Oh.
Thanks for the call. Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Love the show, listen every day. I actually wanted to give you guys a pat on the back on you know, the distractions that we're getting from, you know, Razorback football this week. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Here's how bad it's gotten. I actually have a list of superior fries and the cut of those fries that we may delve into today.
That sounds fun.
That's way cool. More entertaining than
and
talking
then I
about...
totally brought this up and threw a complete wrench in the game.
Yeah, I came in and spent 3 hours prepping the show, and then Christina threw the grambling wrench in and we got all sidetracked. But
oh,
that's
man.
Okay.
In the first minute and a half, I did good.
I wanted to talk about the World Series, but it'll have to take a back seat. I guess we'll recap it tomorrow instead.
Well, Justin, it's like one of my friends that I've been trying to talk into watching Breaking Bad for months and months has finally started watching. When I heard that today, I was just like, all right, Justin started watching Breaking Bad, because I listen every day, and I'm just excited for you, man.
It's so good. I was so excited, and I kept looking over at Christy, and she kept looking at me, and we're like, this is awesome.
Yesterday, you were talking about a show with somebody, and you said, oh, it was Sopranos, I think.
Or, Entourage.
No, it was Entourage, and you said, I wish I could watch everything for the first time again like you know, and I was like, oh, this is coming from somebody who hasn't even watched Breaking Bad, but
I know.
You're going to love it.
Were you an Entourage fan?
What I've seen, I like. I put off shows that I know I'm going to dig, you know, like, whether it's to, you know, get all the season, you know, all the episodes build up so you can watch it all at once like you guys are talking about, or whether it's just I don't have time, I, like, put off shows.
I do the exact same thing. That's
the marathon viewing.
I'll get to that one, you know.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I've done with this Breaking Bad.
I still waste so much of my time watching reruns that I can quote from Seinfeld. I don't know why I do that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't know why we do it. It's got a soft spot in our hearts.
I guess it does. I only have one.
I'm not going to talk about college football. I'm not going to do it. But I think the Heat could do it again this year. I think the Bulls are going to be fun to watch, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Derrick Rose, I was way off on. Nobody would remember this except for me, but I was not convinced that he was going to be a great NBA player. What a dum-dum I look like now. I hope he stays healthy all year, whether the Bulls end up, you know, competing for the championship or not. He's one of those guys that's worth the price of admission. He's pretty awesome. We'll talk about some hot seat ratings here in college football in just – actually, you know what? We'll save this for our discussion with Mike.